Good morning, everyone. How about this weather? Oh, isn't it wonderful? Yes. But another beautiful day that we're here breathing, enjoying this beautiful planet that we have. Grateful. Why is a word that we hear over and over and over. When something tragic happens, something hurtful, something sad, why? Why did this happen? Why? A couple of weeks ago, probably less, come to think of it, when Hurricane Florence came through the Carolinas, there was a story of a family whose home was hit by a tree. And the news coverage covered that story on and off for most of the day. It showed firefighters and rescue teams working desperately to save a father, mother, and an 8-month-old baby. They were able to save the father, but the mother and 8-month-old died. It showed the scene of the firefighters and the rescue teams outside that home, some weeping, heartbroken that they weren't able to save those two. Why was the question, why? And probably many of us watching that, why did this happen, why? A few weeks ago, we remembered the tragedy of 9/11. And I'm sure then as now, asking that question, why? Why did this happen? Why did this have to happen? School shootings, innocent children. Why? Why does this happen? If we watch the 6 or 10 o'clock news locally, I'm sure there's a lot of whys. Why? Why does this happen? Why? It's a natural question. But the truth is that why, even if we come up with the answer X, Y, or Z, keeps us in the past. And unless it can be helpful in us not repeating history, it's usually futile. Why in the past? Always keeps us in the past. Rather than moving to now what? This has happened, now what? What do we do now? How do we go forward? Why past? What forward? What moves us forward? I believe that some of the ways we can move out of the why into the what is stepping into fully into what we believe. And certainly those of us in unity, we have a lot to pull from, don't we? To give us strength to help move us forward. Also to see what lesson, even what blessing that we might find in whatever has happened. And thirdly, how what has happened can help us move more into a community. So that first one, to step fully, completely into what we believe to give us the strength to move from why to what. I remember in 2001 on September the 11th, I was in school at Unity Village at the time. And I also worked part-time on the Silent Unity prayer line. We were outside doing some sort of exercise, and over the PA system, there was an announcement. Everyone report to your classroom. Those who work for Silent Unity, report to Silent Unity immediately. Well, we knew something was wrong. So I reported to Silent Unity. And it just so happened that day that the station where I was calls are filtered in from different parts of the country at different stations, or at that time they were. And the calls that kept coming in to me were from the Brooklyn and the Bronx, which you can imagine what the question was. You know, where are my loved ones? I'm worried about my loved ones. And of all the prayer requests that I heard that day, they were all prayers for wisdom, for unconditional love, that we step back and take a breath. There was not one prayer for retaliation, not one prayer of hatred. I mean, it was beautiful hearing these prayer requests, just establishing the presence and the love of God. So that was kind of the worst of us that day and the best of us. But stepping into the belief, into what we believe, our faith of unconditional love, the wisdom that resides within us, and calling that forth in each other. And then I remember back in 2015 in the AME church in Charleston, South Carolina, where nine people who were in a Bible study were killed by a white supremacist. And those weeks afterwards, the survivors and the family members of the victims, I remember when they were interviewed, they were all saying the same thing. I forgive him. Remember that? I forgive him. Over and over and over, I forgive him. And of course, we know what that means. We forgive for ourselves, so we're not carrying that around. You know, when Peter asked Jesus, if my brother sins against me, how many times should I forgive him? Seven? And Jesus said, no. 70 times seven. Not 490 times, but as many times as it takes. I mean, that was one of Jesus' central teachings, to forgive, 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 because it opens us up, it clears that out, so we can be a vessel here for Spirit. It is said that our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, sometimes, I guess not every night, but sometimes, would spend hours before he went to bed in times of forgiveness, going over the whole day, what might I have thought or what might I have done that I need to let go of? And we know forgiveness means to give up for, to give up something we're holding on to for something else. So to clear himself, to spend all that time going over his day, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to release? Forgive, forgive, forgive. And then to look at, again, Hurricane Florence, and seeing all the people that came together to help as a community, truly, whether they labeled it or not, beholding the Christ in that other. You know, we're all sharing this planet together. I am here for you. I am here to help. And you know, we do that naturally when we live our truth, that we are all one, aren't we? What hurts one of us hurts us all in some way. And then the second way, I believe, to move from why to what is to find somehow in that the lesson, a blessing, something that helps us on our own spiritual path and can help us help others on their spiritual path. Something that might help us be more empathetic, more compassionate, more understanding. And certainly when we go through an experience, we understand it, and often we can be of help to someone who's going through that as well. You know, in our 12-step programs, whether it's overeaters or whether it's substance abuse, whatever it is, the counselor in those programs are someone who has gone through that themselves, or they wouldn't know how to help. So it can be a great gift for us to be of help when we go through something. then it gives us, I believe, an opportunity to truly stand together as a community, as one, remembering that that heart that beats within you is the Christ, just like with me, that each and every one of us are divine, that we are all connected. And I'd like to share a story that I heard on PBS a few years ago, and it again came after a tragedy, the shooting of Gabby Gifford, the Democratic congresswoman. And she was giving a political speech in Tucson, Arizona. She did not die, but several people that day did die. The newscaster on PBS said, "I received this from a historian friend of mine who just wants to show how we are all one on this planet that we call Earth." And it was Mark Shields who told this story. He said, "This week, the week that Gabby was shot, we saw a white Catholic Republican federal judge shot on his way to greet a Democratic woman, member of Congress, who was his friend and who was Jewish. Her life was initially saved by a 20-year-old Mexican-American college student who gave her CPR. And eventually, when she reached the hospital, her life was saved by a combat surgeon who was Korean-American. And later that week, for those who had passed, an African-American president eulogized them." That was, of course, President Obama. And then the show ended with, "If we doubt for a moment how we are connected and how we realize that and how we can uplift and see the divine in each of us, here's a beautiful story to show how it's done." So thinking in our personal lives, when things happen to us, losses, things that we're not expecting, tragedy perhaps, what do we do? We have a choice in that time to stay in the why or to move to the what. That we have the power, and that's one of the beautiful teachings that we have in Unity, the power that we have, that we can stay stuck in why me? Why did I come from a dysfunctional family? Why did he leave me? Why did he stay? Whatever the why. I don't know where that came from, but... But whatever, that we have a choice whether to stay in bitterness and anger or move fully, as we heard during the daily word reading, to step into the kingdom of heaven that is right here, right now. But we can't do that when we're carrying around anger and bitterness and resentment, that we need to be able to get rid of that, to let the past go. Why? And to move into what? Now, what do we do? Where do we go? And we do that by stepping into what we believe. And again, in Unity, we are blessed with these beautiful teachings that truly show us how to establish the kingdom of heaven in our lives. Not that we won't have problems or challenges, but that these teachings give us such a sense of who we are, that at the core of us, we can meet whatever challenge we need to. So the teachings that we have, number one, of remembering who we are. We usually only get in trouble when we forget who we are. And who are we? Yes. I mean, we're divine, the Christ, children of God, whatever term, but it's divine. who we are. To remember that we have the power because we have everything we need inside of us because of that connection that we have with Spirit. We have the power. And then to follow those teachings of Jesus. And you know, unity was based on the teachings of Jesus as we understand them. The teachings of love, of unconditional love. The teachings of forgiveness. So to use those principles, those teachings that we have, no matter what we have gone through, to let go of the why and to move into the what now. What now can I do to fully embrace and live in the kingdom of heaven that is right here, right now? And then to give thanks for whatever lesson, whatever blessing that we have gleaned from this experience. Perhaps we are kinder, more compassionate, more empathetic. That we're able to see more clearly. That we're able to help one another. That we're able to use what we've had to extend a hand. And then to come together, as we do here, or you do here, I'm not here every Sunday, but most of you each and every week, on Sundays through the week, at different programs, at services, as a spiritual community, knowing that's where we feed one another, isn't it? Because that's where we acknowledge each other. That is where we affirm one another of who you are, of who I am. And I believe with all my heart the importance of doing that, which is why I believe that church is never going to be dead like we hear sometimes, that it's just going to be on the internet. I don't think that's going to happen because I think at our core, we need community. We need that. We need that contact, that affirmation from one another. So why? To be able to let go of the why, let go of the past, forgive it, release it, glean whatever we can from it, and then just step fully into the what. What do I need to do now to be all that I'm here to be? You know, and as we've said before, we're not here just to take up space. But we are here as the hands and feet and voice and ears and love and compassion of God. We're here to be the light that we are, to live the light that we are. And I don't think ever we can do that when we're living in the past in the why, but only when we step into what now? What now? What now? To move forward. And now we come to that time in our service that we affirm each and every Sunday, perhaps Wednesdays, what we know to be the truth. And it's the truth that indeed does help us move forward. The truth that does help us step fully into the kingdom of heaven that is here right now, and it is acknowledging the power and presence of God. So now will you join me as we affirm together that there is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in my life, God the good, omnipotent. Okay, let's do that again and do it all together in power, okay? There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. So it is.